This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Supposed to screen people. We don't do that. We bring people from the Congo here illegally, and just the local media worships it in San Antonio and says it's so good to do. Yeah, there it is. There it is in the Star Advertiser at Honolulu Airport, not among five screening certain passengers for virus. So there you go. But don't you worry. TSA is going to fondle your testicles to make sure Bin Laden didn't hide in your pants. But, oh, when Trump tries to stop people from six Muslim nations that don't even have any real passports and that say they want to blow the U.S. up, he's the bad guy. So it's all just political correctness. It's a suicide pact. Finishing up Chase the Patriot, it's just crazy. We need action now.
Yeah, and you bring up what's going on with the Ebola from the Congo. And directly from San Antonio, you can look this one up as well. Portland, Maine is the main drop-off where they are busing people in by the hundreds, even the thousands over the last year or so, and to the point where the community is up, you know, in outrage to a certain extent. They invited Michelle Malkin to come and speak, and they canceled her and tried to blackball her from coming and speaking in their local college. That's where this is crazy, Alex. They're not screening people. And look, I'm all for legal immigration. People want to come through the right way. That's all good. But this is not what we're seeing. It's a breakdown by the United Nations, everything.
It's the breakdown of our border. And if a country doesn't have a border, it's not a country anymore. Thank you, sir. Great points. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Texas. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. There's no doubt that this virus is actually a market virus designed to harm Trump's economy. I think the writing's on the wall. The Chinese people are super easy to control, the easiest in the world. And what better time than right before the election to have some, you know, macabre of a virus roaming around the earth where they can shut down, quarantine Texas, take our guns. I mean, it's just the perfect little Rosetta.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there are a lot of amazing Chinese people, and they have high IQs, but they operate like robots, and the Chinese state brags about it, and it's very dangerous.
Right. And are we going to actually believe the Chinese media? They're going to be starting the narrative for us. You know, I thought we didn't believe fake news, but all of a sudden we're supposed to follow Chinese commie media. We have three or four videos. A guy falls over, hit his head, a nurse is crying. I'm supposed to buy that?
You're absolutely right, sir. And it's just turning out everything the Chi-Coms are telling us is complete lies. But if you say the Chinese government lies, our controlled media will say it's fake news. We must believe the communist Chinese. Xi Jinping is going to stop Trump, the Washington Post said.
Right. And real quick, actually, last week you said you're looking for mottos. You know, Tom Hanks says, there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's no hiding in InfoWars. So all of you people that are out to get us, because we're in the liberty movement, there's no hiding in InfoWars. So, yeah, absolutely, Xi Jinping wants to come after Trump. Everyone's pissed off at Trump. Trump's dealing with a time bomb right now, like as you mentioned with, you know, cutting the heroin off from the heroin addicts. Well, taxation is kind of the heroin from the heroin addicts. Why can't Trump just end the Federal Reserve and bring troops home? Why did he send 20,000 more troops into the Middle East because of Iran?
No, you're absolutely right. Incredible points. Anything else, Jeremy?
Yeah, can I plug my new book real quick?
Yes.
Millennial Common Sense, The Philosophy of Liberty and the Cure for Life. Millennial Common Sense, Philosophy of Liberty and the Cure for Life. And that's 812 pages, Book of War. It's not politically correct. You're not going to find a lot of quotes
send
on it.
Send me a copy. Sure. Make sure I get it. Send me a copy saying, give this to Alex Jones. Thank you, Jeremy. And if you can see right here, here's the markets. We've got Dow down 398 points. S&P down 46 points. NASDAQ down 159 points. And you've got some of the other indexes right there. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. More calls straight ahead in 60 seconds.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
University is reporting, according to the Hong Kong Post, that they estimate there's 44,000 now infected. The way they hyped up SARS when it was not killing a lot of people years ago was a little telltale sign that they were getting the infrastructure in place and using this in the future as the type of virus to take control. And I totally agree with the callers that this is the way to go after the world economy and the way they believe to get Trump out of office. Because they know with an economy that's better than it was, that they don't have a chance of beating him, even with a major election fraud. He's so popular right now. I said it months ago. I said one of the curveballs is snookering him into a war or some type of bioweapon release. And this thing clearly is weaponized. Taking your phone calls right now. Dylan is in Arizona, says he went to Home Depot and they're sold out. The antiviral mask, that's being reported. We're going to send a reporter there and see if that's the case here. But what did you witness, Dylan?
Hi, Alex. So I've actually been pretty worried about this coronavirus thing because I live in Mesa, Arizona. We're only 3 miles from ASU, and there's a pretty high population of Chinese nationals that go to school here, so I was kind of always watching it. Yesterday, I just kind of had a feeling it was going to be a news day after that Kobe thing. Then there was the rockets in Iraq. And I just knew it was coming. I went to Home Depot, and I saw these two Chinese nationals there. They didn't speak English, as far as I could tell. And they had the masks on, and they went in the store, and they emptied the shelves. They bought about 12 cases of these masks. They completely emptied the whole store out. And so I talked to the one of the...
Yeah, they're shipping them back to China.
Yeah, that's actually what he told me. I was talking to this Home Depot associate. He said that they're shipping them back to China, and that not only that, that the import duties are being completely ignored is what he heard, that they're not inspecting the boxes, they're not charging import duties, they're just waving them through, you know. So it's pretty crazy, you know. I kind of wonder if this is going to blow over or what. I wasn't really that worried until I saw that. I always thought since we were at ASU, we might have one of the early states, and then it came out a couple hours later, first confirmed case in Arizona, the fifth state I think we were. So it's got me a little worried, you know.
I'm a little worried as well. In fact, I'm worried a lot because this has Bill and Melinda Gates' fingerprints all over it. They had an emergency exercise, I'm sure you know, 3 months ago with 65 million dead. They've talked about using a virus like this to bring in world government. Now it turns out they funded the company that patented this virus a few years ago. And then now they're saying Chi-Coms may have stolen it out of a lab in Canada. And that's CBC reporting that. So it's getting really weird, my friend.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, you know. I mean, we were told it was from the bats, but maybe that wasn't the case. Maybe that's just to hide what it really is.
Oh,
you know,
they're now admitting it wasn't from the... They're now admitting it wasn't from the bats. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Dylan. Wow. Okay, these are all great callers. We've got to move quick here. Who is up next? Let's talk to Johnny in Denmark. Johnny, thanks for holding. I didn't notice you were in Denmark. I would have gone to you earlier. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hi, Alex. I hope you remember me. I remember you.
I do. You called in. You're a big customer. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I claim I'm your biggest customer in Europe until I'm shown conclusive evidence to the contrary. I'll continue to claim that. 19K U.S. in your store last year alone.
You're amazing. We couldn't fight the globalists without you, sir.
Oh, and when I see you and Owen and Savannah and a lot of you doing what you're doing these days, it's all going to a good cause.
Oh, believe me, we had a better strategy than to battle these giant Democrat law firms who admit they want to railroad us and absolutely shut us down. But with your support, we are having whole other infrastructures, just going to leave it at that, and we are fighting them, and they can't stand it. That's why they put the fake news that we're losing when it's not true. So God bless you.
Well, now that you mentioned that, before I get to my intended subject, I've just been sort of dying to tell you. Maybe your lawyers, it's probably because you seem to have competent lawyers, Bob Barnes and others, but if they haven't suggested this or if they're not pursuing this, I would strongly encourage them to. If you're going to sue companies like, let's say, Facebook and Twitter, who sort of trade on the equivocation of being a platform when it suits them and being a publisher when it suits them, sue them both in criminal and civil court, right? So they can't slip away. So if they say they're the one, then you get them in the other, right? Because they can't be both. And Mark Zuckerberg, who's supposed to be this genius, as Steve Pachetnik pointed out, he's just a front man for the NWO. When he did the one thing, it seems, that was out of his own will and went to Washington, came he was a publisher, he made such a horrible blunder, it could bankrupt him and Facebook. And as a matter of fact, I'm a member of a Facebook group called Facebook Censorship Class Action Lawsuit, which is actually going to pursue a $1 trillion class action lawsuit against Facebook. And before, you know, anyone dismisses that as exaggeration, if you had $100 million people who've been damaged an average of $10,000 apiece, which is not hard to imagine, that comes out to $1 trillion. And if your lawyers want to talk to me, put them on the phone with me, because I'm actually a decades experienced legal paraprofessional and good enough to know that, you know, Barnes and the lot there are good lawyers. So I'd be
sure,
happy.
Give us your name and your info. Look, I appreciate your call. Here's what's happening. They don't care. I've seen the documents with Natural News. They're not even in a lawsuit for a bankruptcy court in California. They're just added their names, just put in there, and then the judge orders their website taken down. Well, I just learned that similar thing was done to me. Put into bankruptcy when there's not even a connection, and it's the same deal. This is what has happened. And Infowars is not in bankruptcy, folks. The Democrats just file stuff like this so they can run the headline. And then I've got major newspapers calling up going, hey, you're going bankrupt. And I go, excuse me, because somebody just files a bankruptcy claim. But they do that to run the type of stuff we're witnessing. It is unbelievable how desperate the deep state has gotten and the things they're planning, the things they're doing. They don't care. They're going for broke. It's frightening. Let's go to John in Florida. John, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Nice speaking to you finally, Alex. Boy, you are a hard guy to get a hold of.
Well, I'm honored to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind, John?
Well, we have a couple different things, but I want to bring on up the corona situation first. The bottom line is that, you know, we're putting to the side a little bit too much Bill and Melinda with their patent and also the vaccine for this corona virus. We know what they did in Africa. We know the thousands, maybe millions of people that they've injected with all different types of things. I just wanted to bring up one thing. Everybody is saying that this disease is started via contact with bad animals. China is right now, for the past couple of years, they have what is called the African black swine flu that has killed off over two-thirds of the swine population in China. Maybe that's where it all came from. Just a thought, Alex. What's your thought on that?
You know, I don't know, sir. I just know that China, in many ways, is a hellhole. and it's the model of the New World Order, and it's who the Washington Post says they hope, quote, defeats Trump and defeats America, and they go to Davos and praise it because the elites can do whatever they want there, and the people are treated like animals, and it's very, very sad. And I just know that if the numbers, even their numbers of what they say, the amount of people dying from this virus, the Chi-Coms say 2% die. That's thousands of times more deadly than the average flu. Okay? And this is, again, a coronavirus that attacks the lungs mainly. If that's true, and the numbers coming out of Lancet is above 50% death rate, Lancet's respected. So, but I just refuse to believe that. Because if that's really what's going on, this is a galactic-level cover-up. And when the truth of it comes out, it could easily tank the world economy into a full-blown depression. So I just, as a father and as an American, I know we're in a bubble. I know it's all BS. But when they pop it, it's going to hurt. So I don't know, buddy. What do you think?
Well, you know, Alex, again, everything is so hidden today. We don't know, you know, sometimes we think we've got all the players, you know, put in line with the depopulation and all of the other things that, like, Bill Gates has discussed in the past, and you have to still keep all of those in your mind.
I agree.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Patty in Texas. Ask the question, coronavirus, same bio-research lab as Ebola. Yes, some of the same labs. That's the whole point, is you start looking at this, and it's just, you've got to be kidding. And Chinese being kicked out of labs that are level four that have it for saying they believe they're spies, that they stole it, and that's how they got it, and that's why they're freaking out, because they look at the coronavirus, and it was a lab manipulated and created in a lab, they think, in Canada. That's mainstream news right now. And then you find out four separate times SARS got out of labs in China. That's in Lancet. What? What the hell's up with the Chi-Coms, man? They're all obsessed with masks and everything, and they're over there constantly fiddle-jacking with all this stuff. Talk about playing with fire. It's like these mad scientists are like a bunch of gremlins or something, running around trying to kill everybody. You know, all these science fiction movies, you find out the villain's some crazy mad scientist. And I used to watch that as a kid and go, why is it always a mad scientist that's the villain? That's because the people that wrote the comic book stuff, I later even found out, were reading about this stuff in real science and the type of crazy people there are that are scientists. Some of the craziest people I've ever met are scientists. And they're obsessed with control, like all these eugenicists. All these globalists. Again, I have covered events where they have scientists get up and say, we need to kill 90% of humans. Thank God Ebola is going to go airborne. And the people clap for 3 minutes. Some cry. That was the Texas Academy of Sciences for Dr. Eric Bianca. That was on the news. And then his graduate students started attacking me, defending him. Thank God he wants to kill the humans. We're bad. He's too liberal. We need to kill everyone. And you hear that, it sounds crazy. It sounded crazy when I put Endgame out 13 years ago. Not crazy now because you turn on the news. Humans are bad. Thank God we'll probably kill each other. NBC News. Soon the age of humans will be over. Thank God. Big Tech's got a plan for the post-human world. Yay! We're like, you're a bunch of psychotics. Stop it. Cheryl Salente's coming up. I want to go to all your calls, but I just know this. It turns out this is lab-made, which it is, and anybody that I know gets hurt by it. The vaccines, the globalists, what they're pushing, the 5G is an attack on me and my family, and I'm not going to take physical attacks much longer. Doesn't mean I'm going to cook something up. I'm just saying the laws of the way the world works. Is it all this soft kill, scientific garbage, sneaking around doing this stuff, when I know people personally whose children died from vaccines. I had family hurt by vaccines, crippled for life. The doctors told my grandmother the polio shot gave it to her. I've had enough. I'm not taking the secret experimentation. They didn't just shoot up poor black folks with syphilis, folks. They just got caught doing that. And black people are worth just as much as white people. I don't bring that up like, oh, it's not just the black folks. My point is that it's happening to everyone. And I'm tired of it. Get off my back. But these scientists don't want to straight up fight. They want to creep around instead of walking right up to you and stabbing you right in the heart. They go, oh, I've got a vaccine for you. Oh, loving. And then you die 5 years later from the cancer viruses they injected you with. Or you fight it and spend $1 million or $500,000 beating the cancer. Takes half your life off. But that's okay. Because Tim Cook's gay. That's insane. Everything's insane. Tim Cook has slave factories in China on record, but it's okay because he hops around and goes, I mean, it's just fun to do that sometimes, isn't it? Because that's the point we've gotten. A bunch of psycho, secret scientist, engineer nutcases that see us all as animals and them better than us. Because we never stand up to them. Well, guess what? You're going to get stood up to, Jack. Think where he's been, folks. I mean, he's gone. Patty in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I want to start with the Ebola outbreak in Liberia a few years ago. There were two labs that were right in the middle of where the outbreak happened. One lab was being funded by Bill Gates. The other lab was the U.S. Army Research Lab, and the woman that was in the Canada Winnipeg lab that was just caught stealing the coronavirus and giving it to China, she worked for that lab, that U.S. military, U.S. Army Research Lab. So I think that that's all connected, and I don't think for a moment that this is not that this is not engineered to have been either used by China against their enemies or they're killing their own people off. But it's not an accident. It's not something by a food market. This is all weaponized.
And they use it to control and set up the framework for world government. And China signed on to the global depopulation plan, even had one-child policy, killing more than 50 million of their own girls. You're absolutely right. And I've seen that news that the Ebola outbreaks were linked to the same person and linked to the other lab. And what's crazy is the African news, they say, listen, we're being injected with this Ebola. We know it's coming out of the UN labs, and they've even attacked some of the labs, as you know. So the Africans have figured it out.
It's the same people involved. It's the exact same labs that are involved. So I don't know if what has happened to that the Chinese scientist, the woman scientist and her husband, but she's the one that's involved in all of it. And she's at least one of them.
And we're talking about a 12th monkey type scenario here, potentially. Great point. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, if this thing breaks out in the United States, we're going to have a lower death rate. We're still going to have a very high death rate, but lower than the Chinese. But I think that if it comes here, it's going to be used to invoke martial law.
You sound like you know what you're talking about. Are you a nurse or something?
No, I come from an oil field family, and I've had some dealings with the Bushes and the Clintons and from way back starting in the 1970s. So I've been following this for a while.
Patty, you sound like a really smart person. Can we get your name and number, maybe call you back tomorrow and we take calls?
No problem.
Because I've got to say to all the other callers, I got Gerald Celente waiting in the wings. I want to hear what he has to say. He's taking over. Everybody here, get their number. I'm going to cover this again, start of the show tomorrow. I promise you, don't let me forget tomorrow. We're going to call all these folks back that want to call back on tomorrow. And we got Gerald Celente taking over right now. He's got a lot to say about all this. We'll get his trends research and what he sees unfolding. Please stay with us. Gerald Celente, straight ahead.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. Whew. Lot going on. The coronavirus. Goodbye, Rosie, Queen of Corona. Oh, wow, this is big. How big is it? Some 60, 80 people died already. 60, 80 people died already. Each year, 1.35 million people are killed on roadways around the world. Yeah. They're making a big thing out of this. Now they're comparing it to the SARS virus. So here's from the New York Times, the toilet paper record. They go on to say that the government, blah, 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 ominous similarities with the outbreak of SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome. in late 2002. You know how many people killed from this? 800 people. 800 people. It's nothing. In a world of what? 7.7 billion people? But they're making this a big deal. And they're saying this is why the equity markets are down, is on the air now, down almost 400 points. It's not why the equity markets are down. The equity markets are going into some kind of correction. They've been flying up so long. You know, they get adjusted. But they're blaming this thing in a much bigger, I believe, crisis than it is. And, you know, one of the earlier callers I heard mention about the swine flu. It's wiped out some like 60% of the pig population in China. And it's spreading around the world as well now. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, all the pigs that are dead. I mean, compare that swine flu to coronavirus. And there's no comparison at all. And they're saying that one of the ways that this is transmitted from animals to humans. Hey, how about all those poison pigs? Could there be a population, a connection between those two? Because they do eat a lot of pork over there in China. And, you know, as they mentioned, in these different places, they have live animals. So could it be a transporting of these diseases? And again, to me, these diseases come about through big agriculture, where you have these huge firms that are raising millions of animals, whether it's pork or chicken or beef or whatever. So could there be a connection between all of the fake food that they give these animals, all the injections that they shove into them? I don't eat shrimps anymore, you know, because I know most of them are farmed. So I don't eat farm food. I mean, I like real farm food, but not fish farms, because they do everything they can to keep these things alive. They don't care how healthy they are. They just want to sell them. So maybe these diseases are being spread because of big ag that's taken over the world. You know, we may be in the beginning of the new black plague. And it's not only going to come from this. It's all that high-tech heroin. You have people addicted to their handhelds. And now the 5G cell towers are going to be on telephone poles, lampposts, rooftops near your house, across the street, up the street, down the street. Your radio frequency radiation is real. The studies come out. They're forgotten about. So to me, this coronavirus could be very deadly. But again, the numbers are way inflating the reality. And very important to note that the people that are dying are mostly elderly people. Or I shouldn't say elderly, chronically ill people. That's a fact. So you read about what the symptoms are. You got a cough. Ah, sore throat. Runny nose. Yeah, it's like a bad flu. And it hits those that are chronically ill the worst. But again, when they compare this to the SARS virus, and only 800 people were killed, how could they make that a big deal? That's not a lot of people. That's like they do with this measles stuff. You know, when I was a kid, kids got measles, chicken pox, and mumps. Did some die? Yeah, very few. Out of the whole population. But now you got to get injected. And these arrogant people, big pharma pay off lousy little boys and girls called doctors who get paid by big pharma to tell us what they want us to tell us. It's perfectly, perfectly fine to have a child come out of a mother's womb and start injecting it in with a bunch of chemicals. Yeah. And we have facts and proof that the combination of these chemicals, all added up and divided by 12 and multiplied by 17, is just fine. You know, save it. You know, they stopped it from happening over here in Jersey, across the river, where the people protested against forcing them to get vaccinated. New York, with the lowlives that we got over here, they're forcing it through. So you can't get a religious exemption or a doctor's note. You know, when I was a kid, you know, autism, you know, nobody had autism. Were there crazy kids? A couple, you know, that couldn't function, but not like now. Now I have a second cousin, two of them, both children born at the same time. Severe autism. And I'm a baby boomer. I'm the first of the boomers, man. You know what they call them? Baby boomers. The war was over, World War II, and guys wanted to come home and have a good time with their ladies. So babies boomed. I may get arrested for that and get, you know, censored. So anyway, there were a lot of kids in my class. And we didn't have this kind of thing. Just like we didn't have obesity like we have it now. Think about it. Think about it. People eat junk food. They swallow junk news. And they're dumbed down in school with junk information. Can't understand why society's going down so low. I mean, just think about it. The teachers, when I was a kid, had us hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. And don't look at the flash, don't look at the flash. And they're doing the same thing now. Having these kids all go run through these drills in case somebody comes in and tries to kill them. They're worthless, worthless. But they put fear into you. And that's what this is about. Fear and hysteria. That's what they sell. It's only going to get worse. So what's going on in the markets today is very important. Because we also saw oil prices go down. They're under now $60 a barrel. What does that mean? A lot. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it means and what's next. See you in a few.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your
free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And remember, please do all you can to support Alex Jones, because you know what one of our top trends for 2018 was? Censorship 2018. And boy, has it happened in 2019 and 2020. So, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. With the rise of coronavirus, trouble brewing constantly overseas, and more danger is constantly growing overseas. That's why it's so important to make sure that you have the storable food that you need to prepare today, with amounts ranging from 3 days to a whole year. Our storable food selection can make sure you're not a victim of circumstances. You know, one of the things I say, prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you lost nothing. If the worst happens and you didn't prepare, you could lose everything. And it's not big enough as the coronavirus, because these foods are great, these emergency survival foods. I mean, just look at them. You know, the manufacturer is having difficulty keeping up with the current spike. So many people want these. So as soon as it comes off the line, it's being shipped out. So secure your orders today. You know, one of my top trends this year is off with their heads, because the rich are also hiding or having places where they're going to hide when things get really bad. And they're storing up on stuff, too. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And, of course, I do as well with my Super Male Vitality. Keeps me going, rocking and reeling, bopping and rolling. Yep. So do what you can. Again, talking about coronavirus, and you know, people talk about climate change. Hey, forget about this climate change. I don't want to hear about this. We're going to be dead before that happens, the way they're poisoning us. Yeah. U.S. drinking water, widely contaminated with whatever chemicals. There's a report from Reuters. You're not getting this from a left-wing group. And by the way, you're also going to want to buy those InfoWar water filters because the facts are all here. And we're talking about investing a little bit of money to help save your life so you don't go down needlessly by drinking poison. The contamination of U.S. drinking water with manufacturing-made, quote, forever chemicals is far worse than previously estimated, with some of the highest levels found in Miami, Philadelphia, and New Orleans. Talking about 110 million people. 110 million people. Oh, watch out for coronavirus. Okay to drink that poison water. It's fine. Yeah, you remember Obama when Flint, Michigan crisis, water crisis happened? We're going to fix this, folks. Yeah, he gave them the folks, all right. Still haven't done anything. Nothing. So remember, do what you can. This thing is serious. You know, to make sure your water is filtered. And this is on, and then again, the lines that they use. Far worse than previously estimated. They're always lying to us. You name it, they're lying. So this is really serious. So do what you can to eat healthy. Stay on top of the game by getting in the best shape you can physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Because this thing's going down. The chemicals are used in products like Teflon and Scotch Guard and in fighter-fighting foam. We have Newburgh Airport over here. Stewart Air Force Base. It used to be an Air Force base. So to do all this training with this foam? Yeah, the water over there is all polluted. So, that's what you're looking at. So you want to stay healthy, and the way you can do it is with a lot of these products. I want to move on to the economy. Well, before I do that and tell you how they keep lying to us, U.S. Air Force plane crashes in central Afghanistan. And they go on to say the United States, the chief of staff of the USA Air Force, General David Goldfein, confirmed, blah, 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 blah. We don't know the status of the crew. Here's another thing I'll share with you. Every time I've been through this, which unfortunately has been a number of times, the first reports are always wrong. Always wrong. So we have to make sure that we have the facts right. And as soon as we have those facts, I promise you, we will get them to you. You know what that is? We get nothing. Speaking to reporters, a Pentagon press briefing, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said today that he was, quote, aware of the situation, nothing to report at the time, and from the U.S. Afghanistan spokesman Sonny Leggett, he said in a statement that the cause of the crash was under investigation and there was no identification the crash was caused by enemy fire. I mention this because out of the news, totally gone, long time forgotten because it happened so long ago, about a month ago, the Afghan papers came out. The Afghan papers to tell us how the Pentagon, how the White House, how Congress has been lying to us continually about what's going on in Afghanistan to keep us believing that they've been making progress when it's only been going downhill and stealing all our money or the military-industrial complex to keep slaughtering people around the world. Hey, could you imagine if that money went to clean water? Get real, Salenti. We got people to kill. Yeah. Could you imagine if this water was clean and we didn't have these problems because that's where we put our energy rather than the some $6 trillion, $8 trillion spent so far in the war on terror? And what a terrible mess it is. Iraq, Yemen, Syria, one place after another, Afghanistan. Now, you see what's going on with one country after another, Lebanon. One of my top trends is the New World Disorder. That's the headline of the last Trends Journal. This thing's out of hand. People are taken to the streets. You saw that new study that came out from the Oxfam report. We got 26 people got more dough than half the world's population. You got a couple of... Could you imagine Bloomberg, B.S. Bloomberg, stop and frisk. Yeah, the cops will stop you if your color's too dark and they don't like the way you look under him. Stop. You talk about freedom, constitutional Bill of Rights taken away by Bloomberg, the blowhard who supported what he did right up until he announced he was running for election on the Democrats. He was fine with it. Anyway, he spent already over $220 million on TV and other ads. $220 million. Could you imagine if they gave $220 million to Occupy Peace? The only peace movement in the world with an action plan to bring home the troops, secure the homeland, put the troops to rebuild our rotted infrastructure, force these little slimers in Congress to vote to go to war. Article 1, Clause 8 of the Constitution, which they have not done since World War II, and have a referendum on each state ballot where we the people will tell them how to vote. Can you imagine if these billionaires put their money into peace? Grow up, Salenti. We got money to steal and people to cheat. Oh, yeah, you saw that guy. They made a big deal out of it. Wells Fargo ex-CEO is banned for life. Stumpf. His name is Stumpf. Agrees not to work in industry again and is fined $17.5 million over fake accounts that screwed millions of people out of billions of dollars. The word justice in America, forget about it. They spell it wrong. It's just us. J-U-S-T-U-S. Take off the I-C-E. Because the big... How many felony charges does J.P. Morgan Chase have against them? What is it, four? Three or four? I think there's a new one that just came out. Felony charges. Hey, where were you? You didn't have your signal light on. Get out of the car. Stand on your head. Repeat the alphabet backwards. And they get tough with you and take you to jail. And you can stick their fingers up you know what. Hey, what did Jamie Dimon make last year? Huh. $31 million. $31 million. But not for the big guys. They get a free ride. So, thank you very much for tuning in. And we'll see you very soon.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.